What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. As always, I hope you are having an unbelievable day as you join us on today's episode. And as we kick this week's episode off, I wanted to change things up a little bit. You know, sometimes we come on the show, we practice a little bit of gratitude before we dive into our episode. And what I thought we could practice today is, rather than looking at gratitude, practicing something I like to call celebration, because I think it's often too regular in life that sometimes we're so focused on going and doing and making things happen that sometimes we forget one of the most beautiful parts of our life, which is celebrating all the different aspects of our life. So what I'd love to do as we kick this off is I want you to think of what is something that you've accomplished in the last day, the last week, or the last month. It could be something massive, it could be something tiny, but regardless, I want you to find something that you accomplished in the last day to month. And right now, I want you to literally, all you're gonna do, if you're watching on video, you'll see, if you're listening on a podcast, you'll have to sort of walk through my voice. But all I want you to do is I want you to raise your right hand up in the air. I want you to bend your elbow slightly, putting your hand behind your back. And all I want you to do is give yourself a pat on the back. All right? Give yourself a pat on the back and celebrate yourself for accomplishing whatever it is that you accomplished in the last day to month. And as you go throughout the next day to month, I want you to practice celebrating your victories more regularly, right? Sometimes we don't celebrate, we just go. And the truth is, we got to stop, smell the roses sometimes, and celebrate our accomplishments. All right. So I hope you got a little bit of celebration in there for whatever it is you are celebrating. Congratulations, my friend, on making that thing happen in your life. And we're going to now dive into this week's episode, which is all about four ways to strengthen your intuition. And as we dive into this week's episode, man, I really want you to understand and grasp the power of the intuition. On this show, we've done over 350 episodes now. We've been running the show for over 4 years. It's actually, as I record this, just about 4 days to the year that we started this podcast 4 years ago. And from every guest that I've had on this show that lives a successful, a happy, a life where they're fulfilled, and you could just tell when you have a conversation with them that they're really enjoying their life, intuition is a huge piece that has got them to the life that they have today. And what I mean by that is that that little voice that they have inside of their head, they've used it as a guide, as a GPS, to continue to take the next step forward in their life. And sometimes this intuition has been something that everybody around them goes, oh yeah, that totally makes sense, you should do that. And other times this intuition is an insight, something that you get that to everybody else in your life, people react and they go, wait, why? What are you gonna do? But the truth is that when you follow your intuition, whether everybody else agrees with it or disagrees with it, it allows you to pull yourself in a direction of your life to live your passionate, fulfilling, happy life. Not your mom's passionate, fulfilling, happy life, not your uncle, not your friend. When you have that intuition and you are close with it, it is the most powerful tool you can use to really build a life that you love. So that's why today we want to talk about how do we begin to strengthen it. And the first way that we can begin to strengthen your intuition muscle is understanding first and foremost that this intuition is, just like I mentioned, a muscle, right? You've probably heard this numerous times in your life that if you don't use it, you lose it. And that's with everything in life, right? If you go to the gym for 5 years straight and then you take 6 months off, If you stop using your bicep muscles, you're going to lose them. If you stop using your leg muscles, you're going to lose them. It's like you put somebody in a cast, right? And you see that after, their muscles atrophy, right? They take the cast off and their arm is so much skinnier because they didn't use the muscles, so they lose them. But the truth is, this is the same thing with everything in our life, right? If you don't use passion in your life, you lose the muscle of passion. Right? You may go, I'm not as passionate as I used to be. Well, it's because you stopped using the muscle, right? If you want to be creative, you got to use the muscle to strengthen it. So when it comes to intuition, it's the same exact principle here, is that if you're not using your intuition muscle, you're going to lose your intuition muscle. So if you're hanging out on the podcast today and you're going, you know what? I don't really feel like I'm that in touch with my intuition. I don't feel like my intuition is that strong. Well, a question you can possibly ask yourself is, well, when is the last time you really used your intuition? And my hunch would be that if you feel like your intuition isn't that strong, you probably have not been prioritizing it and using that muscle in your life. And that's why it doesn't feel that strong. Now, if we had a conversation and you talked to someone who's extraordinarily in touch with their intuition, the conversation you would have with them is they'd probably go, oh, I used my intuition this morning. I used it last night. I used it literally every single day of my life. And because they're using this muscle more, this muscle is stronger. So what you want to do to strengthen this muscle is you want to start with a small action, right? Doesn't need to be, what am I going to do with my life, right? Your first way you can start to strengthen this muscle, I'll give you a specific task on how you can use it, is by asking yourself, what should you have for dinner tonight, right? And just hear what your intuition says. Maybe your intuition pops up and goes, you should have salmon tonight, right? Maybe your intuition pops up and goes, you should go get that burrito that you've been thinking about getting. Maybe your intuition says, you know what? You should go have some pasta, right? Whatever it is. I know this sounds almost silly. You're like, I need to use my intuition to figure out what I want for dinner. But understand that oftentimes when we're figuring out something in our life, it could be any area of our life, when we ask ourselves an initial question, you get a initial instant answer. That is your intuition. Sometimes we take, you know, a few hours to think about something, longer than that, when the reality is usually it's the first instinct that you got, the first hit of inspiration that you got, that's your intuition talking to you. So when you ask yourself, what do I want to have for dinner? All you need to do to strengthen this muscle is, what's the first thing that pops into your mind, and go have that for dinner. Boom, you started to strengthen that muscle. That's number one. Now, the second way that you can strengthen your intuition muscle, and this is one that's going to get you a little bit of a bigger rep in, right? This isn't, you know, building your intuition with a little rep of having dinner. This is going to be building your intuition with a larger rep. This is going to be taking the weight that's a bit heavy. It's hard to hold. But man, when you get that extra rep in, you're going to build some real serious muscle growing and strengthening your intuition. And so the second way to do this is to take immediate action on your next random insight, right? And so what I mean by that is, sometimes we can go through our life, and I know this has happened to me numerous times, and we'll randomly be thinking about something, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we'll get an insight. We'll get some sort of words, some wisdoms, yes, some insight as far as what we should do next. And I want you to take immediate action on that thing. I don't want you to question it. I don't want you to debate it. I don't want you to go ask your dad about it. I want you to simply act on that intuition. Now, it could be something big, it could be something small, but I want you to take action on what that next random insight is. Now, for me, to give you a story in my own life when this happened, is about 7 years ago, I had found myself living back at home with my family. I was going through some rough transitions in my life and kind of trying to get my feet back under me. And one of my sort of plans was that I was going to move to Orange County in Southern California. And I wanted to move there. It was just kind of a place I'd always been drawn to. And I was pulling into my driveway once, and this is after I had been looking for places for about a month, right? I've been going on, you know, websites, Craigslist, you know, all those different places where you can find a place to live. And after a month, I hadn't really had any luck. And so I was driving home. I was pulling in my driveway. And out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere, I can remember it like it's yesterday, I heard this voice in my head that said, hey, send your buddy Anthony a message. And maybe his sister moved out of that room in his house. And maybe that room's available. Now, looking from the outside, even looking from the inside of my own self, you look at that insight and you go, what are you, why? This doesn't make any sense. Yes, you're looking for a place to live. I get that. But like, why do you think Anthony's sister moved out? Like, why? It didn't, I had no information on that. Nobody told me that. There was no way that I would know that that might possibly happen. And so what I did is I took immediate action on it. I reached out to Anthony, one of our other roommates at the time, and said, hey, I know this is super random, but I'm looking to move back to Southern California. Any chance that your sister doesn't live in that room anymore? I know this is super random, but any chance? And I kid you not, he replied back to me and he goes, holy shit. Excuse my French. He goes, holy crap. My sister moved out 2 days ago. Now, you cannot plan that, my friend. That is pure intuition doing the magic that it does in our life. So if you get a random insight that's something like, call your friend and see if his sister still lives there, understand that the randomness that intuition brings is part of the power of intuition. There's parts of intuition that you cannot understand, and that's why there's some magic behind it. Right? But that's also why you got to have some faith and you got to trust it. So the second thing you want to do to strengthen your intuition is the next time you get that random insight, whether it's calling your friend about his sister, whether it's reaching out to somebody about a random job or career or whatever it is, I want you to take immediate action on that, whether it sounds silly, ridiculous, or perfectly logical. That's the second way you're going to strengthen your intuition. What's up, my friend? I wanted to jump in here real quick and share with you something that has been a huge game changer in my life lately. If you know me, you know that I'm someone who's always looking for the next thing that helps me get just dialed in, focused, be massively productive, and really just get in this state that I like to call a flow, where your brain's talking to the right parts, things are connecting, and you are in just really this beautiful flow throughout your day. And recently, I came across a company that has been helping me with this in a huge way, so that I don't go through the day and have confusion. I'm not going through the day and, you know, doing the little squirrel thing where I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm squirreling to something else, or just being distracted and not dialed in really. And the company, it's called Magic Mind. I was introduced to it through a good friend of mine. And now I want to introduce it to you, a good friend of mine. And really what Magic Mind helped me do, it's this little 4 ounce, like elixir shot that you take in the morning. You can take it with your coffee. That's personally what I do. And what it does is it helps you start to get in that state of flow. Literally, that's exactly what it does. A few of the ingredients that I'll share specifically that actually are like the process behind what it's doing is one of the big ones that it has in it is matcha. And matcha, really what it does is it contains much, much, much less caffeine than coffee. But what it does is, interestingly enough, and I just learned this recently, it has a compound in it called catechins that basically extend the benefit of caffeine by slowing your body's ability to absorb it. So essentially what matcha is in a nutshell is it's like nature's extended release version of caffeine. And on top of that, it has something called Bacopa manieri, if I'm saying that correctly. And what that is it's a nootropic that improves your attention span, your ability to process and learn new information in your memory. So long story, all of those different things that I said, really, it just helps you get into a state of flow, be more productive, be more focused, and really just dial in for your day. And so because this has had an impact on my life, I asked the company if they would do something special for our listener. And honestly, they're going to do something just super, super cool, which is if you have an interest in, you know, learning about Magic Mind, you want to be more productive, you want to be more focused, you want to be more dialed in, and you want to find that state of flow for your own life, they're gonna basically hook you up for listening to the show and give you 56%. Yes, I said that correctly. 56% off of your first subscription order. And if you just want to do a one-time order, they'll give you 20% off. You can do either way, whatever works best for you. And all you need to do is if you go to magicmind.co, so not com, but .co/direction, and you enter the code direction20 at checkout, you will get both of those discounts. Again, the website is magicmind.co/direction, and just enter the code direction20 at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first time order or 56% off your first subscription order. And truly, from my heart to yours, my friend, I really do believe this will help you in life. I hope you believe it'll find direction, get clarity, and live in that state of flow, which honestly, life is so much better and so much more fun when you're living in a state of flow. So go check that out. Go dive into the link. Go check the product out. Use the discount and let me know how you like it, my friend. Back to the show. Now, the third way that you can strengthen your intuition is to take time to be quiet by yourself. Now, what you want to understand is when it comes to strengthening this muscle and building your intuition, really what it is it's getting better at listening and not listening to other people. It's getting better at listening to yourself. So what I do for my own life to strengthen my intuition and get quiet with myself is I do one of two things. One, I pray, right? So for me, most days of the week, I try to carve out 5 minutes where I can just pray for a little bit and connect to God, intuition, whatever you want to call it, connect to source, right? So that's one way I do it. Another way is for me, I go and I sit at the ocean. For me, the ocean is a place of just connectedness. It's a place where I feel connected with the earth, with nature, with source, with my intuition. Like I go sit at the ocean and I could literally sit there in silence for 30 minutes and just sit there and connect and get quiet with myself. And so what you'll do is as you get quiet, so maybe right now you say, you know what? Tonight, I'm going to get quiet for 5 minutes. I'm going to go in my room. I'm going to shut the lights off. I'm going to sit crisscross applesauce like we did back in kindergarten, and I'm going to listen, right? Or you say, I'm going to lay on my bed, whatever it is. But maybe you spend some time tonight getting quiet with yourself. And what you want to practice when you do this is you want to practice listening, right? So sit in silence and just, you can focus on your breath almost like a meditation, right? But notice what are the things that are coming to you, right? What are the insights that are coming to you in that silence? Now, when you do it the first time, you may go, my thoughts were all over the place and I didn't listen to anything. I thought about this meeting I had earlier today. I thought about, you know, what I'm going to have for lunch tomorrow. I thought about, and that may happen, but as you practice it more often, right? Maybe you say, I'm going to practice being in silence with myself for a week, for 5 minutes a day for the next 5 days, right? And you practice being in silence to build that muscle. And what you'll notice is the more you begin to do it, the more you'll slowly get better at listening to your own insights and thoughts. All right, so that's the third way. And then finally, the fourth way, and this is something that's one of my favorite parts when it comes to intuition, is create a dialogue with your intuition with powerful questions, right? So again, you'll kind of combine number three and number four on this one. So you'll get quiet with yourself. You could either go in a room, you could go in nature. If you also have that sort of connectedness like I do with nature, you could go, you know, sit in your backyard if that's a place of peace for you. Like wherever's a place, you can just find a little bit of zen, right? Peace, just calm. Whether that's in your bedroom or somewhere in nature, go to that place. And all I want you to do is just get in a dialogue with yourself, right? For me, I mentioned sometimes I'll go to the ocean and I'll sit there for 20, 30 minutes. And all I will do is I will literally create a dialogue with my intuition. That, and it'll give me so many insights. This has been one of the most powerful things I've sort of continued to build as a habit in my life is I go have conversations with my intuition on a constant basis. Right. So, for example, let's say that you are in a career transition period of your life and you're trying to figure out what's next. What you can do is get in silence and start to ask your intuition through dialogue, what should I do now? What should I do next? And make sure you incorporate powerful questions, right? If you ask, why can't I find anything? You may get a bad answer versus if you say, how can I find more opportunity? Boom. Now you give a question, you create a question that allows opportunity to arise from it. So sit there and maybe for 10 minutes, just go back and forth. And what will happen is you'll ask yourself a question like, what should I do now? And your intuition will go, you know what? You should maybe look into this industry. And you'll go, okay, well, what should I look into about that industry? And again, your brain will give you, your intuition will give you another answer. They go, you should look into this part of this industry. You go, well, why should I do that? And again, you're going to start to get some answers. Now, what you'll notice is sometimes you'll ask your intuition a question and your intuition will go, I don't know. You go, what should I do now? Your intuition goes, I don't know. But what you want to realize is if you ask your intuition consistently enough, with enough real just dedication to really wanting an answer, eventually your intuition will go, you know what? I don't know. But if I did know, here is what you should do. Right? So you say, what should I do now? Your intuition goes, nah, I don't really know. You go, no, what should I do now with my life? I'm in this transition. What should I do now? Again, it'll go, you know, I don't really, you go, what should I do now in my life? And all of a sudden your intuition goes, okay, you really want an answer? Boom, here it is. And it gives you the answer, right? So ask yourself some powerful questions, get into a dialogue, give yourself 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe an hour sometimes to just sit there and communicate with your intuition. And what I want to do as well is I want to give you a few questions that you can ask your intuition so you have a few on deck that you can pull from immediately. You could write these in your notes section. And when you go into that dialogue, you could pull a few of these out, right? So as you're asking yourself, what should I do now, right? As an example, and you're getting some insights, another question you can ask yourself is, does that feel like the right thing to do? So your intuition goes, you should go into this field. You go, does that feel like the right thing to do? And your intuition will kind of channel into that feeling a little bit. Another question you can ask yourself is, does it seem like the right answer? Another question is, how do you feel when you think about this situation? Another question is, what was your gut reaction? Right? So what should I do now? Your brain goes this. Okay, what's your gut reaction to that? Boom, you're going to get some more insights from your intuition. All right, the next question could be, do you have a hunch about that? Or what do you have a hunch about? Right? And then another question finally is, if you did know the answer, what would it be? And again, this question comes to the time when sometimes your intuition goes, I don't know, I don't have an answer. You kind of work through that and you go, well, if you did have the answer, what would it be? And you're going to get some more insights. All right. So those are the four ways that you can begin to strengthen your intuition. Again, number one is understand your intuition is like a muscle and you have to start building it. Build it with small actions. And remember, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. If you don't have an intuition now, it's because you probably haven't been using it. Number two is take immediate action on your next random insight. So that next random thing that pops into your head, take immediate action. That's going to allow you to strengthen your intuition muscle. And then the third thing is take time to be quiet with yourself. And then finally, the fourth piece is create a dialogue with your intuition with powerful questions. All right. I promise, my friend, if you start doing all of these or even just one of these, you're going to notice you're going to start to strengthen your intuition. And again, just like we talked about in the beginning of the episode, when you strengthen your intuition, this is one of the most powerful tools that you can have to create a fulfilling, a successful, a happy life. So leave this episode. And as always, we encourage you to take action. But this episode especially, I want to encourage you to do something in the next 24 hours to strengthen your intuition muscle because it is going to help you in a massive, massive way. All right. Thank you so much for being here with me today, my friend. I hope you've got some tools that you can implement into your life to live a more passion, fulfilling, happy life. And if you have not already, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can hang out with us every single week. And I want to encourage you as well that if you have a friend who you know is going through something in their life, I promise you they can use the skill and the strength of intuition to help them get through that. So if you know someone who's going through something, all I would encourage you to do is send this to a friend who you think could benefit from it. And if you got anything As always, tag us on social media at the Finding Direction Podcast, and we would love to see what insights and takeaways you got from today's episode. Other than that, my friend, continue to have a wonderful, incredible, outstanding rest of your day. And if you don't want to go anywhere, don't feel like you need to. I have another episode coming up right after this that you are more than welcome to stick around for. Other than that, my friend, I will talk to you next time. Take care.